Romans 12, verse 1. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. I read it again. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. It's fair to say that Paul, who wrote today's passage, knew a thing or two about worship. We don't know if he could sing or if he was any good on the guitar, but he understood what true worship was all about. For Paul, worship was something that engaged his whole body, his whole being, his whole life after he'd met with Jesus. So what does it mean to offer your body as a living sacrifice? Well, this is how the Message translation of the Bible puts it. Here's what I want you to do, God helping you. Take your everyday, ordinary life, your sleeping, eating, going to work and walking around life, and place it before God as an offering. See, true worship is about making a choice day after day to take our whole lives and to place them before God as an offering to him. And that means that the simplest things done with the right heart attitude can become worship. Our thoughts become part of our worship. The things we choose to focus on, the thoughts we allow to form and stick in our minds, the way we choose to see situations or view other people. Our words can become part of our worship. The things we intentionally choose to say or choose not to say, what we write or what we don't write on social media. How we use our bodies can be part of our worship. The choices we make about our relationships and our sex life, what we do with our hands, our feet, what we allow our eyes to focus on and our ears to listen to, how we use our money, how we use our time, how we use the gifts we've been given. Worship is about ordinary decisions made in ordinary places on ordinary days, taking our whole lives and choosing to use them to bring glory to God. Of course, the word therefore, right at the start of today's passage, is key here. Paul is saying we worship in view of God's mercy. In other words, worship is a response. We don't live like this to earn the love of God. We live like this because he first loved us. Jesus gave his life as a perfect offering in our place. It is finished. He has done it. Therefore, as a daily response, what can we do but worship him? So as we end this focus on the rhythm of worship, think today, how are you using your whole life to worship God? Are there any changes you could make? Things you'd like to start doing, things you'd like to stop doing in order to worship him more?